There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Crossfade coming.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
277 eliminates the personal belief exemption requiring vaccines for nearly all public and private school children in California. Today, Governor Jerry Brown signed it into law.
He failed California and he failed California's children today.
Senator Richard Pan, one of the authors of the SB 277, had a message for Governor Brown.
And Governor Brown, I want to thank you for listening to the science and the people of California who want our state and communities to be safe and healthy.
Parents do not like being told what to do. They do not like feeling like their rights are stripped away. Nobody's going to move here, and people are going to be moving out of here at alarming rates. He just screwed California. Single-handedly screwed California.
There you go. As we start Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, our friends in California, here's my message. Get out! Get out now! TMB, I'm glad you're not there.
Yeah, me too. As a matter of fact, Charlene and I were talking about that earlier today. And if we were actually in California at this point, we'd be probably making plans to get out because of this bill.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that we're encouraging our friends to leave. I just think at this point, they could fight back. They could sue it out. It could be in the courts for years. But for California to be dominated by, at this point, Democratic leftists with a few Republicans that say, you don't count. We want to feel, you heard that soundbite. We want to feel safe.
Right. Well,
you know what? They're a bunch of wussies. They don't understand the first thing about the immune system nor childhood diseases, and they're running it. So let them have it. I know.
Right.
I'm probably the California listeners are going, come on, Robert, we don't want to leave.
You can cut them loose.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is that the article that we're looking at, some of the quotes are just so far off base. It says the science is clear that vaccines dramatically protect children against a number of infectious diseases. Well, really, I would like to see the science. It's not there.
No.
It's not there. And then there's another quote that says, while it's true no medical intervention is without risk, the evidence shows that immunization powerfully benefits and protects the community. Where's the evidence? You know, they say there's the evidence, but there's not any evidence. The science actually shows exactly the opposite. The evidence actually shows exactly the opposite. But, you know, that's what you're hearing these politicians and these reporters, they're going to be regurgitating these same lines over and over and over, and people just take it as gospel truth. But there's not any evidence.
California drive-thrus, they have the Jack in the Box or In-N-Out burgers. What are they? Which ones are they? In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Both? They have both?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got a half price a special on antibodies. Come in and get some antibodies. We'll inject them right into you. No, we'll inject them into the meat that you eat. I mean, these are numbnuts.
Well, this is interesting, Robert, because what California typically does, the rest of the country follows, right? I mean, if you look back over the last 50 years, I don't think that's going to happen here. I think that this is going to be such a swell of people that are moving from California, and other states are going to see that I do not think that there's going to be a ripple effect from this. I'm hoping that I'm right. You know, I may be wrong, but I think that's not going to happen.
Ty, this for me is a wake-up call to my friends, our friends, you know, to say, we've been trying to tell you to get out of California for a while. I know you think it's great, but, man, there's a lot of reasons, and vaccinations are just now maybe the straw that breaks the camel's back there for you guys to find a way to say, yeah, we need to seriously consider being somewhere else.
Right.
I know it's not the popular thing to say, but, we don't necessarily say things because they're popular. We just feel them in our heart, or we might even pay attention to what's going on, maybe, just a little.
We're trying to do that, but I really think that the flow of people out of California is going to be so great now that other states will see this, and the politicians that make those decisions in the other states are going to see that this is going to destroy California. They won't. They will not want that to happen in their state. I do not see a domino effect from this, so I'm hoping. Yeah.
What was it that Jim Carrey said? He came out calling him out, Jim Carrey. I think we have an audio clip here. I'm curious because we're so out of touch here, TMB, because of the move, that I want to see what Jim Carrey has to say here.
Jim Carrey is not happy with California Governor Jerry Brown. The actor, 53, believes there's a link between vaccines and autism and called Brown a corporate fascist after he signed into law one of the strictest immunization programs in the country Tuesday.
He called Governor Brown a corporate fascist. That was actually Moonbeam Brown, a real lefty, and he signed this into law.
Well, I'd have to agree with old Fire Marshal Bill. I think he's a fascist lefty.
Nice. But, of course, they're going to attack Jim Carrey now, aren't they, Super Don?
Sure.
Well, yeah, and Ty, I want you to listen to this next clip. Now, this report came from USA Today. And if you listen to this next clip, it describes Jim Carrey and a movie that Jim Carrey was in recently. I want to see if you catch the obvious slam that this reporter is giving Jim Carrey in words this.
All right, here we go.
The Dumb and Dumber 2 actor took to Twitter Tuesday to vent his frustrations over the bill and rally support from his 14.7 million followers.
Listen to that again, the first
you
part.
Catch that?
Yeah, hear it. Listen to this.
Robert.
The Dumb and Dumber 2 actor.
The Dumb and
Dumber 2.
But he hesitated.
No, no, no. But see the way he does it? How many people do you know that would say, The Dumb and Dumber 2.
Right. The hesitation was purposeful. Because it's the Dumb
it's
and Dumber
totally
2, right? Yeah, yeah. Listen, this is how they frame reality. And if you're not fast like Super Don is, you don't pick it up. And then you just kind of go, oh,
Hello.
Yeah, he's Dumb and Dumber.
This is Felipe J. Government.
Well, Felipe J. Government's joining us now, TMB. Oh, what does Felipe J. Government think about what's going on in California?
Robert, I think you're mischaracterizing what is happening in California.
Well, how so?
Number one, you don't have to get the vaccination. You just have to go to get a vaccination.
You don't have to get one. You just have to go to get one.
See, you have to take your child. You get an RFID chip.
Yes.
You get the RFID chip, and then your child is safe forever.
An RFID chip?
See.
Is it non-GMO?
No, it is a GMO RFID chip.
Okay. You're not making a good case for California. Hey, what was the...
All of them are now safe, and we have a government of the tracking... And everyone knows where everybody is all the time.
Hey, let me hear from Jim Carrey in response to that. What does he have to say? One of his characters, they call it? Yeah, characters from his movie. And it wasn't Dumb and Dumber 2.
And you must be the Monopoly guy.
That was in reference to Governor Brown, the Monopoly guy, because it's Monopoly medicine. They've just strengthened the stranglehold of modern medicine in California, even stronger than Obamacare did globally, if we will, or globally in the United States, TMB.
Mm-hmm. They have. That reminds me, the Monopoly, I was just reviewing today some of the footage that we're going to have for Global Quest, and I was going over the interview that we had in Heerlen, Netherlands with Matthias Rath, and he was talking about that specific thing, how this monopoly of medicine was created intentionally almost 100 years ago for the very purpose of making money. And he goes into the fact that the healthcare system is not healthcare at all, but it's just an extension of the fascist government, which is exactly what Jim Carrey just said. It's odd that I just listened to those clips today.
Mm. Well, the medical monopoly, not where you want to be hanging out. California, of course, used to be the crunchy granola sweet-eating capital of planet Earth. Now it's the place where all your kids are sacrificed to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccine division. How you feeling about that? And the power of no. Is no going to be enough? Are the lawsuits going to be enough? How long will it be? I know, TMB, that your lovely wife, Charlene, is amazing because she can homeschool. And it's ideal in so many cases if you have someone that can do that. But we recognize there are a lot of folks economically or for other reasons they can't. What are they to do? Sacrifice their children and say, okay, I don't want to get a shot to violate my religious beliefs, my philosophical beliefs, but I can't homeschool? I mean,
right.
That's what they're basically saying.
That's what they are saying. And by the way, this weekend at the Nashville conference here, the IAC conference, was one of the best comments that you made or that had the most response from the crowd was when you mentioned the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Remember, you had to repeat it twice because they liked it so much.
Yeah, well, it's a play on our good buddy John Rappaport. He came up with the concept of the Church of Biological Mysticism, but they don't do much in biology. They do more pharmacology, pharmacognosy. It doesn't have much to do with a living system except to poison it. Now, speaking of the IAC conference and the colon hydrotherapist, just an extraordinary time up there, Ty. And I have, what was that? That was not a colon hydrotherapist, Liam. Stop it. It's so bad. No, stop it. The time we spent with you guys, the families that got together at your place, oh, my God, what a great time. And it revitalized me enough to get through the move today. Now I'm kind of silly.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. And I'm going to get Charlene on here to talk with you in a second about the video that she got to do with Amanda,
okay,
the sauerkraut, and all that good stuff. Because I wanted to, maybe after the break, we can talk about that Chipotle article where they're going to stop using the artificial colors and they're going to start using the traditional sourdough bacteria, right? The goodies.
Nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
They're really stepping it up. Every time we think they're doing something good, they go, well, we got to do another step better, right?
Because
they were not pleased with their own tortilla shells, I think. They said, hey, there were some things in there we don't want. But they were trying to reformulate it, so they've actually found a way to do it, huh?
Yeah, they have. They have. And by the way, speaking of sourdough, how about those rolls that Charlene made this week? Weren't they fantastic?
You know what? I don't eat those things, but I had to, and they were awesome.
I don't eat them either. I don't eat them either, but listen to this, folks. You just got a picture. Robert Scott Bell and TMB, RSB and TMB, we're in the kitchen. We've just finished the meal. Charlene made this fantastic meal, and we had some organic free-range chicken that she had cooked in coconut oil. She made these organic sourdough rolls, and after we were already finished with the meal, we are sitting there sopping up the coconut oil flavor, the chicken-flavored coconut oil with these rolls, and just look like two stuck pigs after we finished, but it was fantastic food.
Man, you're a lucky guy, Ty. You're a lucky guy.
Yeah. I was lucky that night. Thank you, Ty, for that memory. Now I'm just, like, going to be heading on the road up to Tennessee again.
Yeah, that was good. And the key lime pies, weren't they fantastic?
Oh, avocado-based key lime pies made from avocados.
Man.
Liam, you would love that. It was so great. And I was in food heaven. I was doing well up there. Thank you to your lovely wife for that.
RSB said he was in food heaven. I'm talking to Charlene now. He was in food heaven this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And the,
cool.
and the kids just had a great time riding ponies, horses. We went out shooting in the back.
Shooting. I mean, we shot a bunch of 22s, didn't we?
Yeah, the kids were learning how to do that, handle it. I loved my son was able to work with the younger kids, too. And, wow, great times. Listen, we got a lot more to do.
Bam.
Outside the box with Charlene Bollinger next. That's what I hear. Charlene's going to join us. We're going to catch up with her and some delicious yummies. Can't get enough delicious yummies here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do you think, Liam? Delicious yummy?
I'd like sourdough.
Sourdough, yes. He likes sourdough, too. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, joined now by Ty Bollinger's much prettier half. Charlene Bollinger is with us now, and we just enjoy being in your kitchen. Anything coming out of your kitchen, just making my belly happy, and you're still doing it.
RSV, you are the man. We had so much fun with you. It was so much fun cooking for you and with you and eating it side by side.
Yeah, people don't believe I eat a lot when they look at me, but I do. I don't know. I metabolize
it. You can put it away. You can put it away.
And, of course, the things that you made that I would not normally eat, I had to, and I'm so glad that I did. Those big, I don't know, sourdough muffin thing rolls? Oh, my God.
Yeah, those big rolls, delicious, all organic. I mean, people, the number one thing I think we get from people that follow what we do, they want to be healthy, and then we get new information out there, new articles. This is bad for you. This causes cancer. And people say, wait a minute now. There's nothing on earth left that's healthy. I can't even cook anything healthy. No, no, no. Yes, you can. We did all of the stuff that we had was totally natural, real food, all organic. In fact, you were there with us when we were in the garden fresh produce, making that homemade sauerkraut. It's actually fermenting now, so we're going to get pictures and videos of us when we taste it for the first time.
Gesundheit, sorry. Our studio's loaded with people, and we've been out doing our thing, Charlie. Hey, you guys pulled the cabbage head from your own garden, brought it in, and you actually filmed it. You and Amanda Haley from Stockton LO1, she put together her special sauerkraut recipe right before our eyes.
She did. She is so awesome. RSV, remember last year when we were together, and Vitar was there, Debbie, we were all together having a great time, Amanda had all this amazing food. She's just pulling it out of her pockets. I mean, she's got these beef sticks that are all organic, grass-fed, and delicious. And then she pulls out her sauerkraut and starts eating. It gives me her fork and says, come on, I'm not a germphobe. Just try it. So I take and said, sure. And I confess, I have never liked sauerkraut. But I'm telling you what, her sauerkraut was out of this world superb. And she told me how to make it, and I thought, it can't be this easy. And so finally, this year, we're all together again. Okay. Everybody comes to our house, and I have cabbage in my garden. So, yeah, we went out there, got it, brought it in, chopped it up, and made it with simply just cabbage, carrots, and Himalayan salt. That was it.
It was beautiful. It was so simple. But the thing is, people want to see you guys do it. Is it possible that they can see you do it?
Absolutely. We did film it. We filmed it from a couple different angles. Ty just finished producing it. So we're going to put it out there for our Heroes Against Cancer community. But we decided we want everybody to see this because this is such an amazing food filled with the probiotics. And you're so awesome, Robert. I loved listening to your talk, by the way. I mean, once again, I'm on it, aloe, silver, and I'm sold. But the gut is so important to our overall health. And so it's really important to get these probiotics. And with children, you want to think of all kinds of different creative ways to do that. And this sauerkraut, you could always have it fermenting, fresh, in your house. Feed the kids just one bite, and it makes all the difference in the world. It's better than any probiotic, actually, that you could buy out there.
Yeah,
so,
you
yeah,
make it
we have the
home,
video.
But
we're going to put it out there. We'll get the links. I think that within the next couple of days, we should get it out there.
Okay. Well, we'll
so
share
we'll
it. We'll share it as well here at robertscottbell.com and also through our social networks through Facebook and Twitter at RS Bell Media. Of course, you guys as well at Cancer. What is it? Cancer Truth. What's your Twitter handle?
Yeah, we've got Cancer Truth News at Cancer Truth News, and then we've got the truth about cancer, which is I think the big C. I'll send that to you though.
Okay, yeah, definitely give me the links because I want to blast it out there. So we will get together as soon as possible because I'm hungry, and we've got to eat more. And the kids were just great. Love to all your kids, and, of course, Sweet Charity, who greeted me with that flower that you took pictures of that ended up all over the internet.
And you were so sweet to put it in your hair for her, and she's in love with you. You know that.
Well, she melts my heart every time I see her, so I just you send her my love and a big hug as well.
I sure will. And you do the same. Elijah and Ariana, we love you. We had so much fun, and we can't wait to see you again. You too, Nancy.
Yeah, well, thanks. This was great. And TMB is going to come out and play again shortly. We do go outside the box each and every Wednesday, and we link, of course, not only to cancertruth.net, but, of course, the Truth About Cancer series, The Quest for the Cures Continues. Ty has been traveling all over the world. We've been talking about it in the past weeks. When we come back, we'll see if we can update that. Also, there's some mysteries happening. Medical doctors of osteopathic medicine, these, the licensed doctors, three of them have ended mysteriously. Death, strange deaths. What is going on out there? Is it because they're outspoken against vaccines? Is it about cancer? We'll talk about that with Ty Bollinger when we come back from this break. Check it out. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Super Don's making it sound so good. I believe Daniel's still on the board. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In Bonita Springs, deputies have found a well-known doctor, Teresa Severs, dead in her home Monday morning. She specialized in holistic healing practices.
Dr. Teresa Severs came back from Connecticut Sunday evening alone. Then she was found dead on Monday morning after she didn't show up to her Estero practice.
What the heck is going on out there, Ty? They're targeting medical doctors who are going holistic or have gone holistic. I mean, are they so desperate now that they're having to eliminate them from the planet?
Well, it certainly is within the realm of possibility, RSB. It sure seems that something's fishy here in Denmark. I mean, you got, Dr. Bradstreet a couple weeks ago, then Dr., Hendendahl, and then now we have this Teresa Ann Sievers, who is also a medical doctor. So three in 2 weeks is pretty strange, I'd have to say.
Well, and in the case of Dr. Bradstreet, a shotgun wound to the chest and falling into a river, I mean, this doesn't sound like a suicide. I just saw him like a few weeks earlier at Autism One. There was no indication. Now, that's not to say that you can always see depression if that's the case, but I don't suspect that. I suspect foul play. I really do.
No, I don't either. It sounds like he was suicided potentially. Like you have stories like Gary Webb that was shot twice and they call it a suicide.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of hard to do, shoot yourself twice, but you have these weird scenarios where people are dying and it's immediately ruled a suicide. Sometimes before an autopsy is even performed, then you got to say something's really strange here.
Op-Ed, you're in the Army, is that right?
Yes.
I know. To take a shotgun and shoot yourself in the chest.
It was a pistol. But yeah, it's the situation with them. They found the pistol in the river. Yeah,
right.
Everything was just very, very nice.
Very convenient.
I think the real big thing, this most recent one, they immediately said it was a murder.
Right. You know, so Dr. Sievers, they're acknowledging it's a murder.
Yeah, definitely a murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think it could be a fear and intimidation tactic? We're targeting a few, so everybody stops doing natural medicine.
I mean, it's desperate, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds desperate, and it's heavy on my heart.
Right.
You're right. We managed to. I've never seen him and his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that guy is now dead for what? Just speaking out for people who couldn't speak out for themselves.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Oh man, TMB. These are interesting times. These are dangerous times. These are scary times for folks. I mean. Thing is, we who love freedom, love liberty, we're not trying to change people by force, more by example. And, of course, bringing people, as you've done on the cancer front with Cancer Step Outside the Box and now the Truth About Cancer series, you're not putting a gun to anybody's head to say, don't do chemo. You're just putting out options. And it seeming like these people on the other side of the equation, they can't stand freedom.
No, they can't. And the problem is that those of us that want to have the freedom to choose, how you treat your disease, how you stay healthy, what you actually eat, what you do or don't inject into your body, we are now the weirdos. We're the domestic terrorists, according to the government. And if you don't toe the line, if you don't do everything you're told, then that, you are in danger. And it's kind of a bizarre scenario that we're in today, because who would have thunk, to use a Leave It to Beaverism, who would have thunk 200 years ago that you are going to be considered a terrorist, a domestic terrorist, if you actually question the government? Isn't that what we used to call patriots?
Yeah, I think so.
It's in the Constitution, right?
Well, it is. And now I understand why we were talking about beavers last hour. I up there at your place, the kids are watching Leave It to Beaver every night.
We do. We like Leave It to Beaver and Andy Griffith, the wholesome stuff.
Did you listen to the first Unholy
Hour? I sure hope not, because, man, we were out of our minds, exhausted with heat stroke. And we were saying, Ty, you've got to rescue us. We're just lost tonight.
I did not, because the status of my internet up here, Robert. And I'm actually doing the show. I may start doing the show from right here every Wednesday, because I'm upstairs at Charlene's computer, there in the kitchen area.
Yes.
And she gets a much, much faster signal. I haven't had any issues with the Skype tonight for the first time in forever.
You sound so great tonight, and I credit Charlene 100%. So, absolutely.
She gets all the credit. Yes,
I approve. I approve. Please do this. Charlene, let him do it from the kitchen every Wednesday. We'll go outside the kitchen box.
It's going to be outside the kitchen Wednesday now.
Oh, man. And it was really cool. Sauerkraut. I love sauerkraut. And Amanda makes a mean sauerkraut, such a good one. And to catch that on film like that, to help others to see how simple it can be. I mean, cabbage is not that difficult to grow from my experience. It's not one of the, some things can be really dodgy. But the cabbage, you can do that well.
You can. It's easy to make, and it's just great probiotics, and it's just a great active cultures, and it's easy to do. And I finished producing the video, and it's a really fun video, the interaction between Amanda and Charlene. And so I'll send you the link. It should be up here in a day or two.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, Ty, Super Don, anybody, you want to throw out any other stories we want to cover tonight? Because I am honestly out of touch with the news cycle. We did talk a little bit about SB 277 already. But there's certainly things going on. Anything you want to do now, I'm wide open.
Well, the article on Natural Society about the new study finds that GMO corn makes rats infertile, right? So that, that this is something that's not really new, but it's a new study. But we've known, I think it was 2002, it was a Russian study that was done that showed that the GMO corn was making the rats, you know, sterile. And this was, that was one of the most interesting quotes I've ever heard by one of the chief scientists or propagandists in that study. They asked her about this, the fact that this corn's making the rats sterile at that time. And she said that she could not divulge the specifics of the study because she wanted to maintain transparency.
What?
It's like, are you part of the U.S. government here? That's exactly what they say. She couldn't divulge. To maintain transparency.
I have to spray paint the windows black so you can see through them.
You know, exactly. The whole word transparency is something that a lot of people have got confused with, because I can remember, this was like back in 2009, 2010, Obama had this like conference about government transparency, and he banned the media from it.
Yeah, I remember that one.
He was starting early. I mean, the thing is, the people that were duped by it, you know, they could have learned really quickly, but still some have not learned. And, of course, we didn't talk about, you and I, Ty, about the Obamacare and the Supreme Court. They, you know, crossed out the word state like seven times to show that it's totally constitutional. They weren't going to give it up, and now the Supreme Court has declared itself illegitimate by that ruling.
Yeah, I mean, how can you change a law that's already been passed by, you know, redacting seven different times the word state and then say it's the same document? That's the interesting thing to me. It's like these bizarre things that are happening, they completely defy logic. It almost sounds like something that a teenager on crack made up, but these are real stories.
Yeah, but what are they teaching the kids, if you think about it this way, that you can just basically, you know, not follow any guideline or specific law and make it up as you go along? I've often said this, that it's, you know, when they complain about crime, it's the government that teaches us about crime by being criminals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the truth. That's what Gary Webb exposed in Dark Alliance. That's why he committed suicide by shooting himself twice.
Oh, man. How do you do that twice? Okay,
that's a good question.
Yeah. In an army, they can't do that. Not twice.
No, this whole thing, it makes me think of psyops. It's really what it is. It's I'm trying to remember the term, but it's doublethink. You know, it's when, you know, like what the Nazi Goebbels guy said, you say something a thousand times, it starts becoming true. There's a term we use when it's like, it's a bullying way of saying something so crazy and then looking them straight out. It's like a poker game, right? And it's wrong.
This is something that Hitler actually said, that the wilder the lie,
the bigger,
the bigger the lie, the easier it is to fool people, to convince people it's true.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be making that up. That's too outrageous, so it has to be true, right? And here we are just saying that, you know, you can reverse cancer with natural methods like food and detoxification. It's like, no, that can't be true, because that's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, is that too far-fetched for people to believe? When one of the most stunning slides that you did in your presentation, Ty, and you can remind me of the percentage, when they asked these oncologists, would they do the same treatment if it were them, if they had cancer, right, that they were giving their patients, like the chemo and radiation surgery? What was the percentage that said, uh-uh, no way?
It was 91% of oncologists would not do a certain type of chemotherapy. I think it was cisplatin. Uh-huh. And 75 or 76% of them would not do chemotherapy at all. I think that was the study. That was done up at the McGill Cancer Center in Montreal. I mean, it's a pretty renowned Canadian cancer center. And I think it was something like 78 oncologists in total were asked discreetly if they would do chemo, if they were diagnosed. And that was the percentages. So to me, this seems disingenuous at best and criminal at worst, that they are still prescribing these toxic chemicals that had their roots in, you know, World War II chemicals that were used to kill people. That's where the first chemotherapy agents came from. It seems just odd that these are the best that we can do today, and even the oncologists won't themselves take them if they're diagnosed. And here's what's interesting. One of the, I can't remember who it was that we interviewed recently, but they mentioned that it was one of Dr. Nick Gonzalez's patients. She told us that a large percentage of Dr. Gonzalez's patients are actually oncologists.
That's fascinating.
That he's using this enzyme treatment for, because they know that their chemo doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I do remember, like it was yesterday, in my early years in homeopathy, working with my mentor, and he was contacted, we were contacted by oncologists that, you know, like, I remember one instance where the oncologist's wife was diagnosed with a form of cancer. Mm-hmm. And the question to the oncologist is, why are you seeking out a homeopath for cancer, right?
Right.
And he's like, you know, I'm not crazy enough to do that kind of treatment for my wife. And you know, you got to think, you got to question. I mean, I'm happy that his wife was getting a more natural therapy, but at the same time, how horrific that they would do these things to other people.
Right. Well, that right there is the moral disconnect. It's like, how can you harm someone when you wouldn't do it yourself, but you're going to prescribe it to your patients that trust you? I think I shared the story about Dr. Tony Jimenez at the Hope for Cancer Clinic down in Tijuana, Mexico. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we went to Riga, Latvia recently to interview some scientists and doctors there about Rigvir. It's a Riga virus. That's what it's short for, Rigvir, Riga virus. It's a beneficial virus that selectively targets cancer cells, doesn't harm you, there's no side effects. Dr. Jimenez is beginning to integrate that into his practice in Tijuana, Mexico. What he did before he even started to use that with patients is he took a dose himself, actually several doses himself, to make sure that there were no side effects before he used it on his patients.
You may imagine that, the character that you have to say, no, I'm going to try it on myself first. That's why the crazy healers that we are, we actually go through these things so we can teach others about it. I talked to Gloria Gilbert there. You met Dr. Gilbert when we were there?
Yeah, she was
there. Cool. Anyway, we're going to come back and wrap up Outside the Box. I want to thank Charlene for joining us and making it all so delicious tonight. TMB, RSV, Liam, Op-Ed, and Super Don will be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, I want to thank my buddy Liam Sheff and our intern Op-Ed for just doing heroes work today, trying to get us safely to the next place. And the studio opened just in the nick of time. And we're all exhausted here. Ty is carrying the weight tonight, and his wife Charlene, thank you. Thank you both. And we're wrapping it up. And the guy that we moved into his house, he's so nice, Ty. He put in a whole house water filter for us before we moved in.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're loving it. We're loving it. It's great. So appreciate what's going on.
You got the whole house going, then you got the Echo too.
Yeah, correct. So we're covered, and we got our molecular hydrogen, and that's good as well. So
cool.
Speaking of water quality, thankfully there's no fluoride added where we are, but there are a lot of places still adding fluoride, and the Cochrane Collaboration has chimed in once again on this issue of fluoride. And guess what, folks? What did they say?
The Cochrane Collaboration tells us that fluoride actually may not decrease cavities.
Yeah. And do you see that op-ed, that thing, what they did?
Yeah, it's so crazy, isn't it?
I mean, they basically just say, no, all my...
Our city loan, $2 million.
$2 million for that, yeah.
For the cavities, right?
Right, and they don't prevent cavities. They don't prevent forest fires either. They cause them. So,
well, this is another example of an article that is it's presented as news, but we've known this for 60 years.
Right.
I mean, when they introduced fluoride into the water supply in the 40s, late 40s and early 50s, there was no evidence that it supported to support the fact that it caused, you know, decreased cavities. All the studies, all the real studies that were done showed that it caused cavities, that it caused brittle bones or brittle teeth, that it caused discoloration of the teeth at best. And we've had studies since then that have shown that it causes osteosarcoma cancer. And as a matter of fact, in 2010, Time magazine declared fluoride one of the worst 10 toxins in your home. So this is the epitome of doublethink. You have a mainstream media magazine like Time magazine listing fluoride as one of the top 10 household toxins in 2010, yet we still put it in our water, and we think that it's good for our bodies. It's complete doublethink. There's not ever been a study that shows fluoride is good for you at all.
Well, it's incredible, though. Americans are really slow to catch on. Californians, particularly in the Congress there, in the Senate there, and the governor, Jerry Brown, signing a legislation to force intravenous or intramuscular injection of toxic poisons into children. I mean, we live in interesting times, as the Chinese proverb said, and now maybe, apparently, doctors are being targeted if they're leaving their state-sanctioned religion of allopathic medical monopoly, patent medicine, going back to the Flexner Report of 1910, 100 years later, Obamacare, and where we are today. I think, you know, this rebellion is not, if it can be called that, is not going to slow down. It's only going to pick up with more force that they put against us. And I think that's another play on the attack on the Confederate flag, the rebellion. Think about that, the rebel flag, it was called. And it wasn't initially about slavery at all. It isn't about slavery here, except that I would argue that in many ways we are enslaved, just more subtly than the overt slavery that used to exist, and it still exists in certain areas around the world. So the fluoride perhaps is not working as well as it once did, now that more people know it never worked.
Well, I think that's we can change it from "you didn't drink the Kool-Aid" to "you didn't take the fluoride," because that's exactly what it is. Fluoride's dumbing us down, but we're waking up, and it's shows like this that are waking people up. So keep up the good work, RSB.
Oh man, we will. You know, after I get some rest. After I get some rest, and after we start a garden here in the new place. We brought some of our stackable gardens here as well, but I'm very excited about the next phase of growing food, and Liam's going to help us design a nice thing in the backyard. That'll be awesome.
Exciting yeah. times.
Yeah. So Op-Ed, of course, our new intern, he's been with us for, I don't know, a couple of months now at least.
Yeah, it's been fast months. Yeah.
TMB is doing great work putting the notes together for us, and coming together like we do, well, 6 days a week for me. Occasionally, when you're not traveling the world, you fill in for me once in a while, which I love and appreciate.
Well, you know, I'll be willing to do that again. Just give me a few weeks. I'm gonna catch up.
Well, and now that you know you can with your lovely wife's connection, which is better than yours,
I may just let Charlene take over for you for a show.
That would be great. I'd have no problem with that, because we need all the balance to our raw masculinity we can get.
That'll give it to us.
All right. Liam Sheff, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Op-Ed, thank you. You're awesome. TMB, sure. Charlene, who else? Okay. Super Don, Daniel on the board. Thank you, guys. I'm exhausted. I'm going to fall over.
Thank you, Beaver Pelt.
Yes, that too. All right, we'll be back
everyone.
Tomorrow. In the meantime, Ty, what does it say? What do we got to say?
I think we got to say that the power to heal is yours.
Thank you, my friend.
Woo!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.